Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. The importance of Bible study. What, another lesson on Bible study? Does not everybody already know that the Bible study is important? Well, the answer to that is no. Most people do not know it's important, or at least don't act like it. Most people never, or at best, seldom study the Bible. Many who say they believe the Bible never do much more than just read a bit from it. Even many members of the church don't believe Bible study is important, and how would I know that? Because when opportunities are offered to study the Bible, they can't be found taking part or advantage of it whatsoever. So this deplorable situation existing like it does, why should that not be another lesson on Bible study? Regardless of what field of endeavor you're considering, knowledge is power. But to know requires diligent study. Knowledge is not gained in a single bound, but by persistent, insistent study. With the amount of things that can be known in the world, it is certain that no man can know everything. Now, some may like to have you think they do, but they really do not. Each one, therefore, must pursue knowledge in the field of his interest. But every person needs to have a knowledge of that which pertains to the soul and eternity. You see, man is both spiritual and physical. Paul speaks of the outward as well as the inward man, 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 16. Matthew 10 and verse 28 speaks of the body and the soul. Mark 8 and verse 36 says, "For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" Is it not apparent from these verses that man is body and the soul, and the soul is more valuable and important even than the body? The reason the Bible is so important is because it deals primarily with that part of man which is the most important. God has commanded that his word be studied. Now that ought to be sufficient reason in itself for us to study it, even if we never learned it from any other source. Isaiah 34:16 says, "Seek ye out the book of Jehovah and read." 1 Timothy 4 and verse 13, "Give attendance to reading and to exhortation and to doctrine." Ephesians 5 and verse 17, "Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." And how are those Ephesians to find out what the will of the Lord is? He said, "Whereby when you read, ye shall understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ." Paul told the brethren in Colossae, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly." He told Timothy, "Study to show thyself approved unto God." It is said of the blessed man in Psalm chapter 1, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." Why, friend, in light of such teaching from the word of God, cannot we see the neglect of Bible study is to disobey God? And let us take note of the consequences of ignorance, and follow that with what knowledge through study does for us. Paul was speaking of Gentiles at the time when they were alienated from God when he said, "This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart." Friend, the lack of knowledge produced vanity, alienation, void of understanding, possessing no ability to distinguish between right and wrong. Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6 reads, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will reject thee. That thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children." Yes, ignorance means to perish. The consequences of ignorance does not just affect one generation, but generations that follow. And parents, you ought to take note of that. When parents do not know the will of God, they will not teach it to their children. And somewhere that vicious cycle of generation after generation living in ignorance and dying in sin must be broken, and can be broken by the gaining of the knowledge of God's will. Ignorance will cause us to neglect what we ought to do, and do what we ought never do. Can we offend the Lord while we are thinking we are serving Him? Indeed, others have done that very thing. Jesus said to his disciples, "These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues, yea, the time cometh, that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me." Why, Saul, the persecutor of the church, and later the Apostle Paul, said, "I thought verily within myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth." And again he said, "And now, brethren, I know that in ignorance ye did it." Now he was talking about there, Jew Peter talking to the Jews it was, talking about their crucifixion of Christ. He said they did it in ignorance. Cannot you see what ignorance will lead people to do? But on the other hand, consider the immeasurable benefits that the knowledge of His Word produces for us, keeping in mind that this knowledge is available only through Bible study. Psalm 19, verse 7 says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul." Man in sin must change. He must be converted. Matthew 18 and verse 3. And where is the power to convict and convince men of sin and that Jesus is the Savior? Why, the gospel is that power, Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. It is the law of God that saves. Sometime take your Bible and read the longest chapter of the Bible, Psalm 119. I cannot say that it's the longest because of the emphasis of it, but there is nothing more important than the 119th Psalm and what it teaches. Verse after verse has reference to the Word of God in some form or another. Only a couple of verses do not refer to the Word of God. And verse after verse shows us the relevancy and the benefit of the knowledge of the Word of God. Peter teaches that we are purified by the Word of God. 1 Peter 1 and verse 22, "Seeing you have purified your souls in obedience to the truth." Man in sin is defiled. He's impure. He can't enter heaven like that, Revelation 20:27. And where is the power that will make him clean? Why, friend, the power is in the blood of Christ. And where do you read about that blood? Why, that's in the Bible. And where do we learn how to apply the soul-cleansing blood? Only from the Bible. Can you see the importance of Bible study and Bible knowledge? And being spiritual beings, we must have spiritual nourishment. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Father, Matthew 4:4. Peter said, "As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby." And he commands, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." Friend, spiritual growth is in direct proportion to one's knowledge, and then the application of that knowledge in life. The reason so many members of the church who are weak and remain weak is because they do not take on the food God has provided to make them strong. So what can you expect from a person except sickly, weakly, lukewarm, haphazard service when they refuse to feed upon the Word of God? They become spiritual pygmies, and they will remain so to their ruin. We cannot enjoy the Lord's approval, and we deny ourselves with many of the Lord's blessings by our persistent lack of knowledge and our lack of understanding. It could be ours, if we would only study the Bible. And when we study the Bible, we have a guide in life. Jeremiah 10 and verse 23 says, "O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his own steps." But you know, if the Bible didn't say it, history is there to prove it. "There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, and the end thereof are the ways of death," Proverbs 14:12. People are so easily deceived. That includes both me and you. We need a guide in life. And the psalmist said, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." We live in a world of sinful darkness, but Jesus is the light of life, 1 John 1, 6 and 7. Friend, we have a road map to heaven, if we would only study and follow it. And that road map is the Bible. The message of God in the Bible gives us hope to an otherwise hopeless and useless existence. And how important is hope? For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Romans 8 and verse 24. We're taught we're saved by hope. That's how important hope is. We're saved by hope. The hope that we have through Christ, that is revealed in His Word, is what keeps us pressing on the good fight of faith and not quitting. You take away that hope, the hope that's revealed to us in the Bible, and what do you have left? This life would be all there is to our existence. There would be no purpose, no meaning, no reason for it. We would have come from nowhere, we'd be here for nothing, and we're going nowhere. What a miserable thought. Our hope provides us the motivation to do the good, and to refrain from doing the evil, and to remain faithful in service to God. Our hope is both sure and steadfast, Hebrews 6 and verse 19, indeed an anchor of the soul. And how does this relate to the knowledge of the Bible? Why, the Bible tells us about our hope. It gives us the evidence of the surety and certainty of that upon which we depend. And it tells us how to lay hold on that hope. It informs us of the assurance of the things hoped for. Knowledge of the Bible, then, is indispensable to salvation. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free, Jesus said. And from this statement of our Lord, I know that we can know the truth. And I know that to be free from what would destroy us, we must know the truth. James 1:21, receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15, steady to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And how can we rightly divide that of which we know so little? How can we show ourselves approved without rightly dividing? Can't you see how knowledge of the Bible is so important, and that this knowledge comes only through study? 2 Timothy 3 and verse 15 teaches that the Holy Scriptures make us wise unto salvation. And Jesus admonished, search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. John 5 and verse 39. So this means that whether we study and learn or not, it's not a matter. It's an important thing. Knowledge cannot be trifled with, friend. And is it not amazing that there be people, even in the church sometimes, who have to be begged to study the Bible? And finally, even though we neglect the study of the Bible, we're going to meet it again someday at the judgment. And ignorance is no excuse, Acts 17:30. And Jesus said, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my sayings hath one that judgeth him. The word that I spake, the same shall judge him in the last day. And Peter said, the word of God endureth forever, 1 Peter 1:25. Friend, do you realize, according to Revelation 20, in the judgment books shall be opened, and out of these books shall judgment be made, and one of the books will be God's book, the Bible? Therefore, how wise we are to gain knowledge of that by which we might be ready for that day, when that day comes. And it's coming, and we shall not avoid it. We applaud every effort that encourages Bible study. Our very relationship with God depends upon it. So we present to you these thoughts with a prayer that they will be of importance to you, and you will see the importance of Bible study, and that you, along with all the rest, will be provoked to study it more diligently than ever before. Come to a knowledge of it. Believe in it. And conform to it. This has been A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.